702.
Googs is on Twitter
at GoogsM.
Movies that you keep going back to that maybe you've watched hundreds of times. Sandra in Alberton says, An Officer and a Gentleman. Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze. Haven't watched Dirty Dancing since I was in primary school. Wait, I don't think I've actually ever watched Dirty Dancing. I was thinking of Grease. Sorry, I don't know that I've actually ever watched Dirty Dancing. And Pretty Woman, my favorites that I watch over and over. I adore Pretty Woman. It is, if I had to choose a favorite movie, I think it would be Pretty Woman. Just, I adore that story. And Julia Roberts and her beautiful face and Richard Gere and the incredible chemistry they had. I just absolutely adored that movie. So I'm glad, Sandra, in Alberton, that Pretty Woman is also in your top three as well. Another tweet here, someone saying, my favorite movie is also Pretty Woman, and also The Matrix. The Matrix was one I watched 3 years ago. I'd never watched any of the Matrix movies, and it was surprisingly good. It was worth the hype. I thought, you know, it might have been overhyped. People who love The Matrix, I feel, do a little bit too much. But actually, I really enjoyed The Matrix. So someone saying here, Nabisa saying, The Matrix was my favorite movie that I go back to again and again. I think we received a voice note on this conversation about the films that you go back to that are your favorites, regardless of how many times you watch them.
Morning, Googs. We are talking Tasman from Gauteng. The best movie I've watched so far is The Magnificent Seven. It's from Denzel Washington. I've watched that movie over 100 times. That's a really cool movie. It's a dope movie. Thank you.
Magnificent Seven, that's the one with, isn't Idris Elba in it as well, I think? No, I stand to be corrected. Denzel Washington, I know Chris Pratt was in it. Why did I think Idris Elba was in it? It could be because I think Idris Elba is great, and so I was just imagining him in The Magnificent Seven. That came out in 2016. I still haven't watched it. It seemed like quite a grown-up film. And I try and avoid grown-up films. So, but maybe I'll try it. Came out in 2016. Denzel Washington was in it. Ethan Hawke was in it. Chris Pratt was in it. Quite an impressive cast, actually. And is The Magnificent Seven on your list of films that you've watched again and again? Morora in Alberton on 31702 says, the movie I don't get tired of is Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino. Also, never seen that one. I also feel terribly guilty that another kind of iconic movie I've never watched, or series, or a franchise I've never watched, is The Godfather. I've heard of the movies, but I've never actually watched them. And some people love The Godfather. And maybe that is a movie that is in your list. But let us know on 011-883-0702. Send us an SMS on 31702. I want a list of the movies you love and watch again and again.
Have your weekend breakfast
with Googs Mhlungu.
Let's walk the talk.
16 minutes before 8 o'clock, time for us to get into our sustainable living conversation. Joined now on the line by the CEO of Meals on Wheels Community Service, Nelisa Mabenge, to speak to us about World Hunger Day, which was this week. Nelisa, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, folks. Good morning to your listeners as well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much for joining us. So tell us about Meals on Wheels Community Service. What does the organization do, and what is the work you do in South Africa?
So Meals on Wheels was established in 1964. And our main focus at the time was basically to feed the elderly, which were the most vulnerable in society. But as time went on, we saw that the need was much, much greater. So we decided to expand our focus into feeding poverty-stricken communities. So now we are currently sitting with 182 branches nationwide. We have a national footprint and presence in every single province. So we feed about 2.5 million people every month. Mm. And I think over 31 million meals every year. Now, our focus from there has been basically to ask ourselves, how can we provide long-term sustainable interventions over and above the short-term interventions of feeding?
Mm-hmm.
So now after feeding our beneficiaries, we want to include them in an incubation system, which is a hub of excellence system. Now, what this does is basically to develop and to train our beneficiaries. Now, this would be with the help of our partnerships, our corporate partners, who basically have the capacity and infrastructure to also provide this training and development for our beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we've done is we've piloted the system with about 7 SMMEs. So we took 7 beneficiaries that had queued up and lined up for food. We inserted them in our incubation system and we worked them out of our system. Now, after they've been developed, we exit them out, and currently these 7 SMMEs are running quite successfully and employing other people. So you can just imagine queuing up for food one day, and the next day you are practically running a successful enterprise.
Yeah.
So our pilot system has proven to actually work. And now what we're actually going to do is to launch it out and expand it to the rest of the country. And what this is going to do is to begin to alleviate the high levels of employment, of unemployment rather, that we are experiencing in our country.
Mm.
So I think moving forward, we are engaging in very long-term sustainable interventions. And I think also, Googs, if I can add, we also need to take into consideration the global climate change and the effects of that climate change. You know, what we've seen happen in the KZN disaster is the first of many that are to come.
Yes.
So we can anticipate disasters of that nature moving forward into the future. And we can't prevent those disasters from happening, Googs. But what we do need to do is we need to begin to prepare ourselves so that the next disaster, we respond from a place of preparedness. So Meals on Wheels Community Services is also engaging into providing food strategies, food security strategies that are going to sustain us moving forward. How are we going to survive during these disasters? Because they're just going to get worse moving into the future. And we need to see how we are going to survive as the human race. So food security is also one of the strategies that we are actually embarking on now to see how we are going to preserve our food security systems moving into the future, because our food now is under high risk, it's under threat, and we need to make sure that we are able to feed our societies and survive as the human race moving forward. So these are the kinds of conversations. These are the kinds of thought levels that we need to now engage on with our corporates, with government as well, to see what long-term interventions can we actually put into place. So Meals on Wheels Community Services is playing that pivotal role in society moving forward.
Yeah. And I mean, right at the beginning, you were talking about kind of the impact to the scale of your operations, you know, impacting around 2 million people per month. In the time that the organization has been working, are we finding that those numbers are increasing or decreasing? Are we finding the need for your interventions? You know, are we seeing that there are more people at risk through your work?
Absolutely. Those queues are actually increasing. And our objective is to decrease the queues. So hence, we are looking into those long-term interventions. We're now asking ourselves, after feeding, what do we do? So when we actually empower these beneficiaries to fend for themselves tomorrow, you'll begin now to see the queues to decrease. Because what's happening is that we are not keeping them in the system in terms of dependency, but we are rather empowering them and exiting them out of the system so that they fend for themselves tomorrow. And more importantly, they are able to empower others. So this this piloting program that we've launched of our incubation system, you'll find that as we now expand it into the country, you're going to begin to see now the high levels of unemployment to decrease, number one, and also you're going to see our queues also decreasing. Why? Because people are now able to fend for themselves. They're able to stand for themselves. They are employed and they're employing others. Mm-hmm. So that is the cycle of empowerment that we are looking at moving into the future. The future is more comprised of business enterprises, which are small to medium enterprise businesses that are going to be the center of our employment hub. Mm-hmm. So we need to find ways of empowering those small to medium enterprises to see how best can we set them up into our industries, into the system, so that they can empower others.
Yes.
So I think that is the best working strategy that we are looking into now.
And then just finally, Nelisa, talk to us about some of the work you're doing in KZN, which we know has been affected by devastating floods over the last couple of weeks.
Yes, so Meals on Wheels Community Services is one of the first responders on the ground when the disaster hit for the first time. And we actually embarked on what we do best, which was to provide hot cooked meals for those displaced communities and families. But as we're on the ground, we also began to see that the need was much greater. And over and above providing these three meals a day, these three hot cooked meals a day, we also then embarked on providing them with clothes, with clean water to drink. So we got this by the help of our partners such as PepsiCo, and we were able to provide them with clean water to drink as water became a scarcity. Over and above that, we also provided them with blankets. So we went on a blanket drive, seeing to it now that it's winter. It is the worst time to be displaced from your house. I'm sure you can imagine how cold they were. So we actually saw to it that they also had warm blankets and kept warm during this time. But what we started to see now after the disaster hit, Googs, is that people were now beginning to make their way back to their homes from the rescue centers that they had been, sheltered under. So now as they're making their way back to their homes, we then embarked on a food parcel drive. And this was part of sustaining them as they went back to try and rebuild their lives back again.
Mm-hmm.
So the food parcel drive and also the dignity pack drive, which consisted of toiletries and sanitaries, was basically meant to sustain them as they're making their way back to rebuild their homes.
Yeah.
So I think these are the kinds of support systems that we've been providing for them over and above the counseling that we had also provided for them, because
yes,
I'm sure you can imagine the mental and emotional trauma,
yes,
that they had also experienced.
Yes. Yeah. Nelisa, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's the CEO of Meals on Wheels Community Service, Nelisa Mabenge.